Okay, so as I say, we are learning from Jesus. How do we pray? And we're going to start with a game. Okay, so you have to guess, who do you think I am talking to? Okay, simple game. Who do you think I'm talking to? Okay, here's the first one.
Please, miss, please, miss, please, miss, I need the toilet.
Any guesses? Who am I talking to? Yes, Annabelle. Yes, that's right. Well done. I was talking to a teacher. Okay, now, who do you think I'm talking to this time? Oh, please, can I have an ice cream? Oh, go on, it's so hot and everyone else has got an ice cream. Who do you think I'm talking to? Yeah. Not quite. Yeah, yeah. Your parents. Who talks to their parents a bit like that sometimes? Oh, I can't believe it. No, we do sometimes talk to our mums and dads a bit like that, don't we? Okay, here's the last one.
Oh, gosh, Your Majesty, how good of you to come to church today. We're so good. How could you fit us into your busy schedule?
Yeah, any guesses? Yeah, Elliot?
The Queen!
There we go. Now, here's the thing. If you want to talk to someone in the right way, you need to know who they are. I don't think many of you would talk to your mum and dad as if they were the Queen. Although it might do you some good if you did from time to time. Your Majesty, please may I have an ice cream? You might find you get more ice creams, perhaps, if you do that. But neither would you talk to the Queen as if she was your mum. If you want to know how to talk to someone, it really helps to know who that person is. Now, we're thinking about praying. Jesus is teaching us how to pray, and praying is just when we talk to God. Now, hands up, who has ever tried praying before? Okay, at any time in your life, okay, even if perhaps you're a bit sketchy on your faith, but you've tried just saying something, well, praying is when we talk to God. Now, here's the thing. Jesus wants all of us to not just to talk to God, but to enjoy talking to God in prayer. And so he gave his disciples a special prayer to help them to learn how we can pray to God. And it's actually printed on your service sheets. And we're going to say it all together. So it's on page 3. Okay, this is the special prayer that Jesus taught us. It comes from Matthew's Gospel. And let's say it all together, okay, those of us who can read. It goes like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sinned against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Now, today we're going to just focus on the very first line, Our Father in heaven. And what Jesus wants us to know is that if we are going to learn to talk to God in prayer, the most important thing is to know who we're talking to. Okay? Oh, where did I put my pen? Here we go. So this question here, who am I talking to? That's the most important thing if we're going to know how to pray. Now then, I'm going to read the first line of our prayer again, and I want one of the youngsters to see if they can spot how does Jesus refer to God in the first line of this prayer, okay? It starts like this, Our Father in heaven. Okay, any youngster, how does Jesus refer to God? Did anyone spot it? Yeah. Absolutely right. He is a Father who is in heaven. And Jesus says, if we are going to enjoy praying to God, we need to realize he is our Father in heaven. If you are not a follower of Jesus, God is your Father. And the more you realize God is your Father in heaven, the more you will want to pray to him. And if we don't really know that God is our Father in heaven, then we're probably not going to be that interested in praying. So here's the question. How can God be our Father in heaven? How can God become our Father? Okay, now I'm going to draw something, and I wonder if anyone can spot what I'm drawing. Okay, first person to guess wins. Yeah?
Oh, not quite there yet.
Did it? Oh, well done, Eva. Eva got it. I know other hands are up as well. Okay, here is a house. Now, in a house, you get a family. Okay, and we're going to call this God's family. Okay, now, here's a really interesting thing about God's family. Do you know that actually there's really only one human being who was properly in God's family, okay, to start with? Do you know who that was? Okay, this is just a guess. Yeah? Alex? It was Jesus.
Okay, here he is. There's Jesus.
Now, Jesus was the Son of God. That meant that God was his Father. He was part of God's family. Now, very sadly, the Bible says that left to ourselves, none of us are part of God's family. It's quite sad, actually. We're all outside.
Okay, so here we are. On the outside, that's you and me. And we're not... Do you know why we're not part of God's family?
Do you know why we're not part of God's family? It's because the Bible says we've all got a problem in our hearts called sin. Now, that's a funny old Bible word. It just means when we don't live for God and we decide to go our own way instead. Now, grown-ups do this. Children do this. All of us do it. Some people do it in big ways. Some people do it in little ways. All of it. All of us do it in some way. And that means we can't be part of God's family. We can't call God our Father. But do you know the good news? Jesus, the Son of God, who is part of God's family, did the most amazing thing so that we could also be part of God's family. Let me show you what he did. Okay, Jesus came to earth and he died on a cross.
Let's put that there.
And when he died on the cross, he took all the wrong stuff that we've done, all the times we said no to God, he took it on himself, and he bore the punishment for all of those wrong things so that we don't have to. And do you know the brilliant news? Now, if we trust in Jesus, guess what happens? Guess what happens?
Yeah? We get to come inside the family.
Now, we all have houses, and I think most houses can probably only fit, I don't know, maybe a couple of families in at most, if you've got friends to stay. Okay, maybe if you cram everyone in, you can get maybe 50 or 60 people in your house. Okay, but you know, there's always room in God's family. Okay, there's room for anybody. All you have to do is trust in Jesus, and you can be part of God's family. And do you know, when you're part of God's family, that means that God becomes your dad. Isn't that amazing? God becomes your dad when you become part of God's family by trusting in Jesus. And so what we're going to finish by thinking about is what kind of a dad is God. Okay, and I've got a big card I need a volunteer to open. Okay?
Come on, Emily.
There's a big card here. It says to God. Do you want to open it up and show everyone what's inside? Okay, well done. Bit of a flap there. Oh, great. It's nice on the inside, but what does it say on the outside? Can I read it to everyone?
Best dad ever.
Can anyone think of a day when maybe we might give someone a card like this? Okay, best dad ever. Thank you, Emily. You're going to sit back down. Well, the Bible says that that is what God is like for us. And we're going to listen to just a few verses from the Bible right now that explain how God is the best dad ever. So Sarah is going to come up and read these verses to us right now. Thank you, Sarah. They're printed in your service sheet, so do follow along if you'd like to.
The Bible reading is from Matthew chapter 7. Can you hear? Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets.
So isn't that an amazing story that Jesus told? It helps us understand how God is the best dad ever when we pray to him. But just to make sure we understood the story, I need a volunteer who's very good at pretending to be incredibly hungry. Okay, and who's happy to come up here. Yeah, okay, is that Nathan? Nathan, come on up. Well done. Okay, hold your stomach. Pretend to be incredibly hungry. Oh, there we go. You'll find it very easy then. Now, Nathan, you'll see that a dinner table is set for you just there. Okay, now in this, we're pretending a bit here, but we're going to pretend that I'm your dad. Okay, Stuart, apologies. I won't do as good a job, but it's dinner time. And here's what I want you to say as loud as you possibly can. Okay.
I'm really hungry. Can I have some bread?
Oh, some bread, you say? Well, take a seat and let me just see what I can get for you. I'm going to be horrible. Oh, yes. Well, look, here is some finely served bread for you. If you'd like to just remove the... Oh, delicious. How do you fancy that?
It's a rock.
Do you not fancy munching on a rock? Now, if you were really hungry and your mum and dad gave you a rock to eat, okay, who thinks you would be a good dad, thumbs up, or a bad dad, thumbs down? Okay, thumbs down. Should we try again? Some fish, you say? Ha 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 ha. Yes, of course you can have some fish. Let's see what we have just here. What does it look like?
Snake.
Snake. Okay, again, if your dad or mum gave you a snake to eat, good dad, bad dad. Okay, bad dad. Well done. And you can keep the snake. You've been such a good volunteer. Would you like it? Do you like something?
Yeah.
Okay, well done. You can take a seat. Okay, and the point is, mums and dads, human mums and dads, we love our children. And of course we want to do the best thing for them. Having said that, human mums and dads don't always get it right. And those of us who are mums and dads will think of many times when we have not quite been the mums and dads that we would want to be. And children, sometimes you will know that your mums and dads don't always get it right as well. And actually, some of us here might have had quite a difficult time with our dads at some point. But the Bible says that God is the best dad ever. He loves us. And of course, he wants to give good things to us. That means when we pray, because he's our dad, we know that he will listen to us. And even when he doesn't answer our prayer in the way that we might want him to, we know that he's going to answer it in the way that is best for us. Because he loves us. He's a dad who loves us. He's not just some guy up in the sky who we don't know. Because of Jesus, he can be our dad who loves us, and therefore we can ask him for anything. So, talking to God in prayer, it all starts with remembering who we're talking to. We are talking, if we're trusting in Jesus, we are talking to our Heavenly Father who loves us. Of course he wants to hear from us. And for those of us who haven't yet trusted in Jesus, young or old, this is an offer for all of us. God loves you and he offers to become your heavenly dad as well. Someone you can always turn to and always talk to no matter what is going on. That's how you start to pray, says Jesus. Know who you're talking to. Our Father in heaven. Well, I'm going to finish with a talk, with a prayer, and then Peter is going to lead a few more prayers for us then. So let's, if it helps, put your hands together, and let's close our eyes and let's pray. So Father, we thank you that you are a heavenly Father, and we pray we would learn to talk to you in prayer. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.